朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace to you.
如果可能，我真希望他们整堂都站在我后面听到。
If possible, I wish the entire choir would stand behind me the whole time this morning.
你看他们每一个人脸上都带着笑容。
You see the smile on their faces?
我跟你们保证，没有一个人曾经被威胁过，如果不笑的话，下来有 trouble.
And no one was ever threatened that if they weren't smiling on stage, that they'll be in trouble when they come down.
也没有一个人被诱惑过，说你笑得最漂亮，底下有奖品啊。
No one was ever bribed that if you have the best smiles, you'll be rewarded either.
因为喜乐其实唱歌喜乐是基督徒的特征。
Because to rejoice while we're singing to the Lord is our very nature.
有人说快乐有传染性，你们。相不相信？
Somebody says that happiness is actually contagious.
那我就很希望今天在座的人不光只是被他们传染了一下。
And I pray that those of you who are sitting here, not only are you catching it.
希望你们能够成为喜乐的带源体。
But you would become the source of joy.
这个 B 肝我们被传染了，这个就染上了。
Hepatitis B, once we can catch it, then we have it.
但是如果你是带源体的话，你到哪里去都可以给人家。
If you're the carrier, no matter where you go, you could be contagious.
但何等希望我们每一个人都成为喜乐的泉源啊！
And I pray that all of us would have this fountain of joy.
基督教原谅我这么说，昨天新城说，这就跟这个狗跟热狗的不同哈。这个基督教不是宗教。
When you say Christianity and you mark it as religion, it's almost like comparing a hot dog with a dog. They're quite different.
因为一般宗教的层次只是讲劝人为善，给人寄托而已。
Because all religion is teaching people to do good and something for you to put your worries to set your worries on.
但是我们在这里却是介绍宇宙中独一的真神。
But here we're introducing the one true God of the universe.
只有基督徒在这里传生命之道。
Only Christian can preach the words of life.
所以喜乐或是唱诗是基督徒的特权。
So joy and singing is the privilege that all Christians have.
也是基督徒的特征啊。
And is the true reality of who we are.
并不是他们这一生都平安无事，能够快快乐乐。
It is not that in our lives we have no troubles and everything is just full of joy.
而是因为我们认识了这位伟大的神。
Because we come to know this great God.
我们得到了喜乐的生命和源头。
We have the life and the source of joy.
所以基督徒不仅仅喜欢唱诗啊。
So Christian not only delights in singing.
基督徒整个的一生也就是一首诗歌。
And our entire life is a song.
它有高有低，有休止符。
There are high notes, there are low notes, and there are places where you rest and pause.
但是整个人生是一个伟大的作曲家在作曲啊。
But this entire life is composed by a great composer.
所以圣经上说我们都是神的杰作，这个杰作这个字其实原文也就是一首诗啊。
And the scripture says that we are the workmanship of God's hand, and naturally this workmanship is speaking of a song.
所以在每一个基督徒的一生，神都在做一首伟大的曲子。
So in the life of every child of God, every Christian, God is making a great song.
所以我们这次大会的主题说平安何处寻，喜乐何难得。
And so the theme of the gospel weekend is the source of joy and how difficult it is to find joy.
我们不是用一个很悲观很消极的态度看人生。
We're not looking at life from a very pitiful and regretful perspective.
我们不过在这里分享我们所观察的事实，我们所亲自的经验，就是平安何处寻，喜乐何难得。
And we're sharing our experiences and our the things that we discover that where do we find peace and how difficult it is to find joy.
我相信只要你有一点年纪，你都能够体会这句话。
And I trust that if you have some years behind you, you can understand these words.
刚刚他们唱的这首诗歌，以前刚刚于师母说是儿童班唱的啊。
And Sister Nancy said that this last song we just sang is sung in a children's Sunday school.
有一次我们小朋友站在上面唱，最年轻的大概才三四岁而已。
And we had as kids were up here singing as young as 3 to 4 years old.
看到他们站在上面唱什么？ 头上的乌云，心里的愁苦，全都洒脱。我在想，这小家伙哪里有愁云呢？
And when they start singing about the clouds above their heads and the sadness of their heart, they cast them all away. And I was thinking, where did they get all that stuff when they're only 3 years old?
他们恐怕什么叫乌云，什么叫愁苦都不知道。
They don't even know what are these clouds and what is the sadness of their heart. They probably don't really understand and comprehend it.
但是我相信，我们有一点年纪的时候，你都发现，其实人生是很辛苦的。
But again, as we have some years behind us, we know that this life is actually fairly difficult.
昨天星辰说，我们整个人长的脸是就是一个苦字哈。
And Ethan says that the way we look, we depict a very bitter life.
一横一直一个口，然后头上都是草。
You have to understand the Chinese character and how it's written.
这个苦字，但是他忘了，如果剃光头或是秃头怎么办
？And this word bitterness actually falls apart for those who actually have no hair.
就是很古就是了哈。对不起哈。
It doesn't work with the English translation.
所以年轻人不苦哈。
So young people, those who speak English, we don't have any bitterness at all.
我们希望不光在这里讲平安不容易找到。
And not only are we saying that it's difficult to find.Joy,
喜乐很难得到。
And it's difficult to find joy, it's hard to find peace.
我们希望我们能够在这里从这样子的体验能够转到一条出路。
But we pray that from these perspectives, we may find a way out.
因为你发现所有的基督徒几乎都可以跟你做见证。
You can find that every Christian will give you the same testimony.
自从我们信了耶稣以后，我们的生命有很大的改变。
Ever since I believe in Jesus, my life has been changed.
圣经上告诉我们，神给人伟大的祝福都在耶稣基督的里面。
And the scripture tells us that all the blessings that God can give to man is in Christ Jesus.
所以当耶稣基督降临的时候，
So when Jesus Christ came,
刚才我们所唱的那首诗歌或是所读的经文，天使在这里传福音啊。
And the songs that we just sang and the scriptures that we read, that as the angels begin to proclaim the gospel,
这位伟大的救主来地上，
And this wonderful Savior came into the world.
他说至高之处荣耀归给神，
The most high glory be unto God.
在地上平安喜乐归给人，
And on earth peace and joy to man.
所以你就发现圣经上不管保罗写信或是神儿女们的问安，最长的问安跟祝福就是平安喜乐归给你们。
And you discover that in Paul's epistles and the scriptures, as he begins to greet the churches, he says peace and joy be unto you.
所以你也会发现基督徒身上有一个说不出来的平安。
And you discover that among Christians there is this peace that's unspeakable.
然后你会发现基督徒很喜欢唱诗，有一个说不出来的喜乐。
And we love to sing because there's a joy that is unspeakable.
因为神乐意叫人享受平安，叫人享受他给人的喜乐。
Because God wants us to know true peace and true joy.
所以我们希望当我们今天听完福音的时候，
So after hearing the gospel this morning,
我们不再说平安何处寻，
And we no longer say, where do I find peace?
能够处处都享平安。
But everywhere I can enjoy peace.
我们不再讲说喜乐何难得。
And we no longer say, how difficult it is for me to find joy.
我们每一个人都能说，我已经尝到了，已经得到了这么难得的喜乐。
But everyone here can say that I have tasted, I have this joy.
这个平安和喜乐是地上的人不能给我们的。
This peace and this joy cannot be gained from this world.
这个平安和喜乐也不是世界上的事情可以把它夺去的。
And this peace and this joy cannot be taken away by this world.
美国的独立宣言，等到你告诉人说人有追求快乐的自由。
And the proclamation during the independence is that,man has the right to pursue happiness.
但是他从来没有办法保证你一定得到快乐。
But it cannot guarantee that you will have joy.
他更不能够保证你所得到的快乐不会失去的。
But he cannot guarantee you that the joy and the happiness you've attained cannot be lost.
你不信的话，我举一两个例子哈。我们很多基督徒都听过我举过这个例子。
If you don't believe me, I'll give you a couple of examples.
他说一个小朋友，一个小孩子。
As a little boy.
一天平均笑400次。
On average, smiles are last about 400 times a day.
你知道我们这种上了一点年纪的，一天笑几次吗？
Those of us who are a little more older, do you know how many times we smile and laugh in a day?
一天笑多少次？
Do you know what's the average?
Peter 已经笑三次了，你跟他比一呀。
Peter's already smiled three times already.
一天只笑15次。
About on average about 15 times a day.
所以你今天的 quota 可能已经在四班唱歌就用完了。
And perhaps you already lost all
your quota this morning. 你现在又多用了一次，跟明天借了。
You just laughed again. You're borrowing from tomorrow already.
为什么会从四百次变十五次？
How did we drop from 400 a count of 400 down to 15?
你说因为我成熟了。
You said because I've matured.
因为如果小 baby 你跟他哈一下，他就嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎一直笑，对不对？
Because these little babies, you go ha and they just laugh and laugh and go on and on.
我如果现在对威廉啊、他会说于叔叔你发烧了吗
If I go Will he continue to laugh?
You see?、You see no see、会 drop 的没有没有没有喜乐会掉的
You can lose the joy that you
它会减少的
It will diminish
它会失去的
You will lose it
你要得不见得得得到你得到了不见得能持守它
You want it, maybe you can't gain it And when you have it, you may not be able to sustain it
在中国五四运动之后
And in China after the May 4th movement
那个 很多这个人就开始新潮
A lot of people began this new, new fad
所以有一个这个大学教授还是什么他就很难过他是从小指腹为婚哈，娶了一个乡下的女人。一个 traditional 那个。
This professor in college, he was regretting the fact that his dad. Oh, he was in an arranged marriage.
Yeah, 所以他心里面就很嫌他的妻子没有受过什么教育。
So he was actually quite bitter about the fact that his wife was uneducated, and she is not up to the standard of the current culture.
跟他讲英文他也听不懂。
And he would speak to her English, and she wouldn't understand a word.
所以后来五四以后，他就鼓足勇气，他想挑一个他最喜欢的。
So after this May 4th movement, he wanted to pick a girl that he liked.
所以他给自己三个条件。
So he gave himself three requirements, qualifications to look for.
第一个，这就是男人共同的问题，他要挑一个漂亮的。
One, he wanted the same woe that troubles all men, that this woman needs to be beautiful.
第二个，他要她很健康，可以陪他久一点。
And secondly, she needs to be healthy, that she would live as long as he would.
第三个，为了赶新潮，他希望这个人会讲英文。
And thirdly, he wanted to be more modern, he would wish that this...Girl was speaking English.
结果真给他找到了。
And he indeed found such a girl.
在学校的学生里面一个校花哈，你们知道什么叫校花
？And among the schools, the best looking girl, on campus.
你们英文只叫 best looking girl 呀。我们叫什么 school flower 不是？school princess.
That's his translation.
就是全校最漂亮的女生。
She's the best-looking girl on campus.
然后呢，她又是学校的校队，健康的不得了。
And 校队。
校队就是
She's an athlete.
对，就是代表。
She's an athlete on She's an athlete.
然后更不得了的，她是外交官的女儿，英文一口棒。
And she is the daughter of a diplomat, and she knows English very well.
所以三个条件都有了。
So she meets all three qualifications, requirements.
你们这些还没有结婚的孩子们，这样子的女朋友好不好
？So those of you who aren't married yet, you think this is a good choice? These are good choices.
很多男孩子。
I think they're not answer.
还好你们没有女朋友在这里哈。Anyway, 这个三个条件太好了。
So all these three qualifications are met.
没有想到一结婚以后悲惨的日子就开始了。
Not to realize that once he married this girl, all of a sudden his life began to take a downturn.
因为他走到哪里背后都有人指指点点。
And no matter where he goes, everybody is just whispering and commenting.
哎呦，老张怎么会娶到一个这癞蛤蟆配天鹅哈？怎么会找到这么漂亮的女孩子
？How did this frog ever marry a swan like that?
根本不 match 哈，根本没办法摆在一起的。
You can't put the two together.
然后第二个。
And secondly,
当他跟他太太吵架的时候。
And every time he starts arguing with her.
他太太常常用英文骂他，他听不懂。
And the wife begins to scold him in English, and he wouldn't understand what she's saying.
他爬灯个老半天，人家骂他，他还是听不懂。
And he tried all his very best to try to comprehend what she's saying, but he couldn't understand.
那第三个，他后来想骂不行。 动手了。
And thirdly, he feels that okay, he no longer verbal argument would suffice his anger, and he wants to go be physical with her.
没想到她是校队健康的不得了，打不过她。
Not to realize she is so good and physically that he can't beat her.
你可以去追求有快追求快乐的权利。
And you certainly have the right to pursue happiness.
但是你没有得到快乐的。保证
you don't have a guarantee that you will gain joy.
你更没有保证能够让你的快乐不会失去。
And you certainly don't have the guarantee that the happiness you gain will not be lost.
所以我们现在要来看，在圣经里面，其实所罗门早就告诉我们一件事情。
So in the scripture, King Solomon already told us.
我为什么要找他？
Why do I choose him?
因为今天不管你多好。
Because no matter what wonderful state that you are in.
原谅我说，在所罗门王的面前，我们都比他逊色一些。
And forgive me for saying this, but But in comparison with King Solomon, we cannot even compare with him.
他是在以色列历史上等于是国家最强的时候，他的君王，他是当君王的。
In the history of Israel, he was the king at when the nation was at its strongest point.
他几乎要什么有什么。
And whatever he wanted, he got it.
周围的国家都向他臣服啊。
And every nation was paying tribute that's around Israel, paying tribute to him.
他不光军事强大。
And not only did he have a strong military might.
这个圣经上说他有这个超人的智慧啊。
And scripture says that he had a wisdom that surpasses all man.
然后有宽大的心，像海边的沙那样。
And he had a heart that is as wide as the sand on the shore.
他写箴言三千句，哈，作诗一千零五百首。弟兄姊妹，这个人聪明的不得了，非常有深度。
As he's written number of proverbs and songs, and this man is full of wisdom. He's actually quite a bit of depth within him.
先不要说天下的各国的王每年向他朝贡的金子，每一年有666他连得，这个。我先简单讲哈，一他连得等于30公斤，等于是66磅。
I can't do math too well.
没有关系。
But every year, all the nations, all the kings would bring tribute to Solomon, and it constitute about 666 talents. And each talent's about 30 kilograms.
他的财富，他的权力，都是 Bill Gates 这些人没办法比的。
And his wealth cannot be compared with someone even like Bill Gates today.
别人不要说把钱送给他。
Not to say these people, these nations would
bring wealth to him. 把各样的宝物来送给他。
And they would bring treasures to him.
他说天下的列王差遣人到他这里来听他的教诲。
And it says that the kings of the nations would come and to listen to his rebuke.
他太聪明了。
Because he is indeed wise.
他太伟大了。
And he is indeed great.
但是这个人有一天他写的传道书。
But one day he wrote Ecclesiastes.
他在那里讲到他说论到吃喝快乐，有谁可以比得上我呢？
And he says concerning eating and drinking and finding delight and pleasure, who can compare with me?
但是他在这里告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
But he begins to say something that is very, very important.
因为他试着从人生各个角度去找，想找到人生真正的满足和快乐。
Because he went and looked at every aspect and every point of life to find true happiness.
今天你我所在试的方法，他其实都试过了。
And every method we've tried today, he's already tried it.
他吃是吃最好的。
He ate the very best.
他住是住皇宫里面。
And he lived in a palace.
连他的宝座都是黄金跟象牙做的。
And his throne is made of ivory overlaid with gold.
他就享受一切地上的荣华富贵。
And he enjoyed all the pleasures of this world that can offer.
他在物质上他觉得不能满足他。
And the physical wealth, it cannot satisfy him.
他试着想去追求爱情。
And he started to pursue love.
他娶了700个妃，都是公主哈。
He has 700 concubines.
然后300个兵。
Seven, I'm sorry.
的通通一千个。
And about 1,000 wives.
我就想这个人怎么活啊？
And I was thinking, and I'm thinking, how did this man ever live?
中国字早就说一个房子底下只能有一个女人才安呢。
And there's a Chinese proverb that says, in a single household there can only be one woman to have peace.
我应该把它打出来哈。中国的平安的安是上面是一个房子，底下一个女人，这才叫平安，只能有一个。
Again, in the Chinese character, the word peace is written with the constitution of a symbol of a house and a single letter symbolizing woman underneath it.
两个人就要你吃不完兜着走了，他怎么会一千个人？
And if there's two women under the house, you'd be in serious trouble already. How in the world can he have a thousand?
他没有办法满足他。
And he could not satisfy, all these women could not satisfy him.
他连去追求知识和智慧。 这种所谓的形而上的东西也不能满足他。
So he began to seek after wisdom and great wisdom, and he discovered it cannot satisfy him.
所以我们列出来的经文，传道书第一章，他在这里说：“我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是捕风。”传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。”第八节，万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。所有的事以后，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，必无新事。十四节，我见日光之下所做的一切事，都是虚空，都是捕风。他在这里告诉我们，此路不通啊。
And he's basically saying from these verses, everything that he's tried is vanity of vanity.
人真正的喜乐和满足绝对不是从外面来的。
Nothing works, and the true joy and satisfaction of joy does not come from the outward thing.
我相信当我们开车如果看到有一个交通标志说此路不通，我们基本上就不会进去了。
And if we're driving, we come to a place and we find a sign that says dead end, we know that we're not going to take that way, right?
我们绝对不会又这样子试又这样子试，从不同的角度一直去试的。
We're not going to keep trying from different perspective, different angles to go down this dead end, we're not going to do that.
它不通就是不通。
If it's a dead end, it's a dead end.
但是问题是历史给人最大的教训就是人不肯汲取历史的教训。
But the history has taught us that man is not willing to learn from history.
所罗门早就回头说不要去试那个，不要去试那个，也不要去试那个。
Solomon already in his wisdom told us, don't try that way or that way.
因为到头来你只会虚空，只会痛苦。
Because at the end of it, it is vanity.
但是你会发现，我们就后代的人就追啊，一直进这个，一直追那个，一直追那个，追得头破血流，还是没有喜乐。
Then you find a generation that is to follow behind him. We pursue the same path and the same ways to the point that we are utterly destroyed, and we still go after it.
他在他结束的时候写这卷书结束的时候
，at the conclusion of this book.
他劝我们还要趁着年少的时候就要来认识这位至高者，纪念那位创造我们的主。
The readers of this book that when your youth come to know the Creator God,
就是人跟神之间的关系如果没有正常的话，你是不可能有平安和喜乐的。
So the relationship between man and God is not right. There's no way for you to have joy.
我们等一下再回来讲这件事情。
We'll come back and focus on this point later.
你会发现，当你在这里追求这个追求那个
，and you discover as we're pursuing various things in life,
我们自己都可以起来做见证，就算你不是基督徒，你都可以起来做见证。
You can rise up and get testify. Even if you're not a Christian, you can testify of the truth.
你会发现人的欲望无穷。这是我读心理学的时候最深的印象，就是人的欲望无穷。
You discover that our desires are limitless.
它不可能满足你的。
It cannot satisfy you.
听说昨天你们拿到的礼物里面有一个我几年前讲的，就是最好的礼物哈。
And I heard that one of the presents and the gifts that was given out yesterday was a message that I delivered the very best gift.
那里面我曾经那天讲到的时候，正好我印象不错的话，那天讲到的时候，我就问底下的参加的人。
If I remember correctly, that particular day when I was sharing that message, I asked the audience.
我就说你们对目前的工作、自己的 career 很满意的，请举手。
And I asked all everyone who is satisfied with their career, please raise your hand.
那时候200多个人，大概有20个人举手。
And the crowd about 200, about 20 people raised their hands.
那你们现在对自己工作很满意的，请举手。
Can I ask the same question again? If you're very satisfied with your job, raise your hand.
越来越少了哈。你们现在人多了，但是满意的人反而少。
We have a lot more people now, but less of those who are satisfied.
然后我那天我就引用别人说，一个理想的工作应该是什么。
So that day I gave an example of a saying of what an ideal job would be.
我知道你们可能比较难听懂，但是he will try his best.
I will try my very best to translate.
他讲了四个条件。
There are four criteria.
钱很多，钱多事少。钱多事少，离家近。
Lots of money, very little to do, and very close from home.
你想现在 traffic 都是我们很怕的，对不对？
We're all terrified about the traffic that we have to face now.
他的第二个。
And then secondly,
位高权重，责任轻。
A high position, high authority, but very little responsibility.
Very good, huh?
So far, so good.
有一个人从十楼跳楼哈。
Somebody jumped out from a 10-story building.
他经过二楼的时候，他朋友问他说 ，How do you feel?
And after he passed the second floor, he asked his friend, or his friend asked him, How do you feel?
他说 ，So far, so good.
He said, So far, so good.
我接着他讲哈。
That's what I said.
那 理想的工作第三个条件。
And the third criteria of this ideal job.
他说每觉睡到自然醒。
And I'm able to sleep until I wake naturally.
不需要加班的。
And I don't need to have any overtime.
你看我们昨天晚上快一点睡，早上五点半起来，闹不到自然醒。
I fell asleep around 1 o'clock and I woke up around 5 this morning.
那第四个。
And fourthly.
年终分红又加薪。
At the end of the year, there's rewards and there's also a promotion and a salary increase.
我上次讲完这个被人家改成第四句，说数钱数到手抽筋哈。
And somebody changed that criteria and says I will have to count my money to the point where my finger will have a cramp.
所以他们说这一定是温州的弟兄们改的。
And he said this last saying must be from brothers and sisters from Wenzhou in China.
因为他们很会赚钱。
Because they really are, they're all great businessmen.
没想到旁边一个弟兄说，那这个人绝对不是很有钱，有钱人不用数钱的。
And then a brother next to him said, "Oh, this person probably don't have a lot of money."
Anyway, 我那天讲完。
Those more wealthy don't need to count.
Anyway, 我那天讲完这四个条件。
Anyways, after I gave these four criteria.
钱多事少离家近，位高权重责任轻，每觉睡到自然醒，年终分红又加薪，数钱数到手抽筋。
And everything I just translated earlier.
我讲完以后，我又问他们。
And after I gave these criteria, I asked everybody again.
你们对自己目前的工作还满意的请举手。
Those of you who are still satisfied with your current job, raise your hands.
那二十多个只剩下大概五个人举手了。
Those 20 that raised their hands was reduced down to about 5.
还有五个，反正我问你们还对目前工作很满意的。
Those of you who are still satisfied with your jobs, raise your hands.
你看这个激将法，大家差不多还是举了哈。你发现你一比，你的快乐会掉的。
You discover once we start comparing, we begin to lose that sense of joy.
真的会掉的啦。
It truly does disappear.
我跟于师母在美国穷学生的时候，花500块买了一个那个8缸的大车，因为那时候人员危机哈。
So Nancy and I, when we first came to the States, we bought our very first car. It was a V8, a big engine.
这个老爷车，后来我们1980年两个人都上班以后，终于买了一辆小车。
And our first car was an old used car, and after we started working in the 1980s, we were able to purchase a small car.
哎呀，那个时候我们住在公寓楼上，我常常每天晚上差不多都会想跑下来看看他。
And I was living on the above the floors in our apartment, and every day I wanted to come down and see my wonderful car.
啊，东擦擦的，西吸尘啊。
And I would, you know, wash it, wipe it, and vacuum it.
但是过了一段时间以后，看到别人各个开的车都比我们好。
And after a while, you begin to see that everyone else are driving cars better than our car.
那个珍惜，原来于是我骂我说，好像娶了小老婆一样哈。
And I treasure the car like it's my sister Nancy would put it. I had a second wife.
但是后来你就发现那个喜乐真的是会掉，你要建筑在外面的话。
But you discover that joy disappears if we put the joy anchor on physical things.
所以真实的喜乐绝对不是建筑在外面的。
A true joy, I can tell you, is not set upon outward things.
你自己都可以给自己举例子。
And you can point to examples in your own life.
那你说我不要跟所罗门比。
He said, I don't want to compare with King Solomon.
那我在这里讲到圣经上的另外一句话，主耶稣在约翰福音第四章。他在那里讲了一句非常有名的话。
In John chapter 4, Jesus says something that is very famous.
就是在我第二个点里面讲的，耶稣说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And Jesus says that he who drinks of this water will thirst again, but he who drinks the water that I give him shall never thirst, and it shall last unto eternal life.
你可以说我不是所罗门那种很显赫、很高高在上的人。
And you say I'm not like Solomon who desires to be at the very top.
我只是一个很平凡的人。
I'm just ordinary Joe.
不管你多高，不管我们多低。
No matter how high we are or how low we are.
不管你是男的，不管你是女的。
Whether you're male or female.
不管你年长或是年轻。
Whether you're elderly or you're still in your youth.
主耶稣在这里讲了一句人生里面真实的。
Jesus said, Jesus pointed out a true issue in life.
他说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
He said, whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again.
你知道这句话的背景是什么吗？
Do you know what's the background before these words, behind these words?
虽然今天早上只有7个福音朋友来哈。
And although there's only 7 gospel friends that are here today.
昨天晚上有40多个。
And last night there were 40 some friends that were here.
但是如果主耶稣能够为着一个罪人 他都肯为我们死在十字架上的话
But Jesus, if Jesus is willing to die for just one sinner on the cross
我们今天就算只有一个福音朋友我们全教会一样要把福音传给你
And even if there's just but one gospel friend here this morning the entire church wants to share this good news
就像主耶稣自己说的一百只羊只要有一只走掉他决定去把它找回来
Just like Jesus says if there were 100 sheep one is lost he would go and seek that one is lost
同样的这个故事发生的时候是在撒玛利亚一个干旱的地方
And this story happenedin Samaria in a dry place
在那个城外的 一口井在打水井旁边所发生的事情
and this story happened outside of the city by a well
正好在中午烈日高晒这个很少人出来 打水的一般人都不是在中午打水的
in the middle of the noonday when the sun is beating down the most no one actually comes out to petTo fetch water at that time.
耶稣和他的门徒到了那里去，他们肚子饿了，门徒们进城去买食物去了。
But Jesus and the disciples came to that place, and they were hungry, so the disciples went into the city to get food.
但这个时候却有一个女人突然在中午出来打水，这是很少发生的事情。
But yet at this particular time, a woman came from the city to get water, and it never happens.
她是有原因的，为什么拣选中午出来？
There's a particular reason why she came at noonday.
因为她是一个不受欢迎的，被人平视瞧不起的一个人。
Because she was a womanThat was despised and not welcomed.
啊，因为他是一个放纵肉体，这个犯罪在人眼中看不起的人。
Because she is a sinful woman who is just very lustful and she lived very casually.
如果早晨晚上来的话，别人对她一定指指点点。
If she came in the morning or in the late afternoons with other people, she knows she's going to be criticized.
所以她中午来打水的时候
，So the noonday when she came to fetch water.
耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。
And so Jesus says to this woman, "Would you please give me some water to drink?"
她非常惊讶，她说你是。犹太人怎么会向我来要水呢
And she was utterly surprised. She says, "You are a Jew. You're asking a woman like me for water."
其实他们整个撒玛利亚城都是被犹太人看不起的。
And you have to understand the background. The city of Samaria, they were despised by the Jew.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么。你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。